Greetings out there, you Lenten pilgrims, walking day by day into Jerusalem and ultimately to that empty tomb. Well, we're on our way. That's the journey we are on. Today is day 21. This is our 21st episode of our Lenten daily devotion. It's March 9th. It's a beautiful Tuesday. Our theme for this week is called God is Worthy of Praise and Worship. God is worthy of our praise and our worship. We are going to bring it today. We've got some very interesting scripture from Paul's letter to the Romans. Some really good reflective questions from Mary Alice Mulligan and some insights into this devotion. We've got a beautiful poem today from Mary Oliver, and I'll say a little word about that when we get there. And then we'll pray. We'll pray it out. Our background music today is something new. It's called Alone Time in the Corner of the Cafe. And as you can tell, it's raining outside. Sitting alone in a little booth in the corner of an empty cafe with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or maybe another beverage, who knows, and just being with God. It's me time, but never alone time. Remember that. Me time should never be alone time. Me time should be me and God time. And that's all. That's what makes it me time. Amen. So let's have that going on in the background. We've got our cerulean surf and sea white candle going. And we have this. That's the Vitacup green tea. Straight up green tea with some added supplements and nutrients. So prepare for liftoff. Amen. Well, let's start with our scripture today. We'll go right to the letter to the Romans that Paul wrote as he's Paul himself trying to reconcile this kind of two streams of the Jesus movement, the Jewish stream, which still retains all its rules and laws and rituals, you know, and the Gentile stream, which just has come into this movement fresh without the rules from the Jewish religion. And so they don't follow those, but that creates a big gap between the two groups. And Paul is trying to reconcile those two groups so that they become one community, one church, as the translations of the Bible say. So here's what Paul is saying to the followers of Jesus who are from two different camps. And notice that he uses several, four quotes from the Old Testament to convince them who Jesus is. And I'll let you know when those come up. All right, here's the voice of Paul. Chapter 15 of the book of Romans, verses 5 through 13. Chapter 15, 5 through 13. He says this, "May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, each with the attitude of Christ Jesus toward the other. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So accept each other, just as Christ has accepted you. Then God will be glorified. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors. And he came so the Gentiles might also give glory to God for his mercies to them. This is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, 'I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name.'" That's from Psalm 18. Paul goes on, And in another place it is written, and this is from chapter 32 of the book of Deuteronomy, I'm adding. In another place it is written, "Rejoice, O you Gentiles, along with his people, the Jews." And yet again, Paul says, this is from Psalm 117, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, praise him, all you people of the earth." And then finally, the prophet Isaiah said, and this is from Isaiah chapter 11, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hopes on him." So Paul concludes, "So I pray that God, who gives you hope, will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in him. May you overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Amen. Mary Alice Mulligan adds her insights to that great scripture. She says, "One New Testament scholar claims that Romans 15, verse 7 is the key to the entire letter." So let's look back. I'll read that again. Romans 15, verse 7 says this, "So accept each other just as Christ has accepted you." Accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, then God will be glorified. One New Testament scholar claims that that verse is the key to the entire letter. If we treat each other as Christ treats us, God is glorified. Paul writes to teach us how to be church, the body of Christ on earth. And what is the church for? Certainly, it's for teaching the faith and welcoming those who haven't heard the good news of God's love revealed in the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And church is also a conduit for service. As a community of faith, we provide energy for outreach projects, supplies when disasters hit, financial support for ministry going on in our neighborhoods and around the world. But the most important function of church is worship. We gather to offer God praise and thanksgiving because God is worthy. The one who is the source of life, who forgives whatever unforgivable acts we perform, and who, Scripture tells us, is love itself. That one is worthy of all honor and glory, all adoration and devotion. Worshiping together glorifies God and shapes us into the church God deserves. Now for some reflection time. Mary Alice Mulligan poses these insights and questions for you to make notes upon, think about, reflect upon, carry with you today. This is the dig a little deeper time. She says this, "Take some time to consider what church means to you." What church means to you. Can you write about how church should help you focus on how God deserves your worship? How church should help you focus on how God deserves your worship. Write about a time you sensed you were worshiping God in your congregation. A time you sensed you were worshiping God in your congregation. What was different from the times you did not sense much worship going on? What was different about those times you sensed you were truly worshiping God? Were you different on those occasions? Were you different on those occasions? Or was something different in the service? Or both? And now a poem from Mary Oliver. It's called Swan. You may have heard this before. I may have even read it before. And I especially dedicate today's poem not only to all of us, because it pertains to every single one of us, but to my friend the walker out there. I don't know how many people walk with the recording. You know, since it's a recording, you can really be very flexible how you listen to this and when and where. Before bed, during lunch, on a walk, whenever's convenient in your car. But this is dedicated today to that walker friend of mine who listens while she walks and is seeking God's change in her life. Now comes the change. That's what this is about. Swan by Mary Oliver. I'll read it twice. Did you too see it? Drifting all night on the Black River? Did you see it in the morning? Rising into the silvery air, an armful of white blossoms, a perfect commotion of silk and linen as it leaned into the bondage of its wings. A snowbank, a bank of lilies, biting the air with its black beak. Did you hear it? Fluting and whistling a shrill, dark music, like the rain pelting the trees, like a waterfall knifing down the black ledges. And did you see it, finally, just under the clouds? A white cross streaming across the sky, its feet like black leaves, its wings like the stretching light of the river. And did you feel it in your heart? How it pertained to everything? And have you too finally figured out what beauty is for? And have you changed your life? Swan by Mary Oliver. Did you too see it? Drifting all night on the Black River? Did you see it in the morning? Rising into the silvery air, an armful of white blossoms, a perfect commotion of silk and linen as it leaned into the bondage of its wings. A snowbank, a bank of lilies, biting the air with its black beak. Did you hear it? Fluting and whistling, a shrill, dark music, like the rain pelting the trees, like a waterfall knifing down the black ledges. And did you see it, finally, just under the clouds, a white cross streaming across the sky, its feet like black leaves, its wings like the stretching light of the river. And did you feel it in your heart? How it pertained to everything? And have you too finally figured out what beauty is for? And have you changed your life? Let us pray. A prayer for all of us. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.